Good morning. This is Mark O with Tempted Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, April 24th. The grains have started off higher here. July corn up 21 cents at 653 and a half. We've been limit up at one point at 657 and a half. We backed off about as much as 8-9 cents off of that, starting to come back again. July wheat up 27 and a quarter, 539 and a half. And July beans up 12 cents at 1528. Export inspections this morning were strong on the corn, 1.95. Beans light, 234. Wheat not bad, 564. But the strength continues here. Really, it's all about the weather. Brazil remains dry for the second corn crop. And, you know, we just keep pushing to new highs here. We're getting incredibly overbought on the charts. So I don't know how much longer it's going to last. As I always say, we tend to make our contract highs the last Friday of the month. So the closer we get to that, I think the closer we're going to get to a top in here. Though on any given day, if they get sudden rains in Brazil, this thing can turn around on a dime. But the funds are, you know, everybody's saying how the funds weren't as long as everybody thought. You know, that was based on Tuesday's close. I think Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they bought an awful lot of corn. And I think they're longer than most people would think they are. But they're long corn, they're long beans, wheat, meal, oil. I think they're record long the corn in here. So it's not making any difference here today with the corn up 20 cents. We've got crude oil. It's rebounded more than a dollar a barrel off the lows. It was down well over a dollar. We're only down 17 cents right now. That may be a little bit helpful. The dollar is about steady, so there's no problem there. So this is really about demand, weather, carryouts, and the same old stories. Looks like you know, the Chinese need some wheat. As the Brazilian corn crop shrinks, just makes these world carryouts even tighter. But we're going to take a look at the crop progress tonight. Most people think we'll be maybe a little bit less than the five-year averages out here. I'm not sure. I think we're going to be closer to the five-year average than most people would think. And I think in this next week, farmers are going to go bang gangbusters and get an awful lot of corn in the ground out here. But in the meantime, there's a good chance that the corn can go back limit up. But we'll have to see what the rest of the week brings. But all things considered, I think we should see a relatively strong week. There'll be some sell-offs, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see a new contract high either Thursday or Friday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.